Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 31, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 31 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 40 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 31. In this question, the student is given a diagram of a large crate that is 6 feet long and 3 feet wide. Also given is the formula for determining volume. The student is then asked to determine the height of the crate if its volume is 72 cubic feet. Please note that a show your workspace is provided for the second part of the question. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. In the complete and correct response, the student should substitute the variable into the formula with the given numbers 72 for the volume equals 6 feet for the length times 3 feet for the width times h for height, which leads to 72 equals 18h. Then each side is divided by 18, leaving 4 equals h to arrive at the correct answer of 4 feet. Any other valid process to arrive at that answer would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 42. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the work shown is complete and thorough and leads to the correct answer of 4 feet. Next is the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. Although minimal work is shown, the final procedure is clearly demonstrated and the correct answer is provided. Now let's move on to the third guide paper, the first score point 1 response. The answer provided is incorrect, and the mathematical procedure is not clear. Therefore, this paper represents a score point 1. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 1. In this response, the student's work and answer are correct, but the work shown includes an incorrect mathematical statement. In two places, the student has written 18 divided by 72, which is incorrect. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. There is not enough work shown to demonstrate even a partial understanding of the task, so this response receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 31, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 31. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 26. This student's work demonstrates a sound procedure, but it includes a multiplication error. 6 times 3 has been equated to 24. This error leads to an incorrect answer of 3. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. Now let's move on to Practice Set 27. Neither the answer provided nor the work shown are correct, so this response receives a score point 0. Next we have Practice Set 28. In this paper, the student has shown work that is sound and has provided the correct answer of 4 feet, earning this response a score point 2. In Practice Set 29, both the answer provided and the work shown are incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 30. In this paper, the student's procedure is sound, but a division error leads to an incorrect answer of 5 feet. This response only receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.